Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of only four community colleges in the entire world to receive the Apple Distinguished School Award, one of only eight higher ed institutions in the world as well, and that is Northeast Mississippi Community College. National Voter Registration Day is set for next week, September 22nd, and you can do that in locations all around our campuses for Northeast, including here in Boonville at the Frank Haney Union, the Burgess Fitness Center, and McCoy Hall Lobby. That's all from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Next week on the 22nd. You can also register in Patterson Hall, Dean Hall, Childers Hall, Ulides Library, our Corinth campus, as well as our New Albany campus. And this is co-sponsored by the Civic Learning and Democratic Engagement Committee and Phi Theta Kappa. Time now to bring in our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, for his message this week here on Tiger Talk. Dr. Ford.
Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you, Will, for an opportunity again to share with the Northeast employees. We're still continuing to navigate through the COVID pandemic, and I think we'll continue to do this for quite a while. I think one thing that we need to look at and see that it's kind of calmed down a little bit. As of this morning, we had, about 30 to 35 people that were on quarantine and no new cases to report. No active cases on campus that I know about. So we're excited about that, and hopefully this thing is on a downward spiral as we're moving forward. But we've got to maintain our vigilance on educating our people, again, on the things that we need to do in order to keep the pandemic under control. And of course, that is wear a mask in public and in a crowd, distance yourself from people, and wash your hands frequently. You know, I think that we can go about our normal business and we can go about our normal routines if we would just practice those things ourselves. Now, some people obviously are not going to do that, and we know that. But we can protect ourselves by doing that, and I would encourage you to continue to do that. You know, when we look at the COVID that we have been experiencing and the things that we're going through, obviously we've got to look at the state of enrollment and those type things that are going on here at Northeast. And I do have some enrollment concerns, whether it be due to COVID or whatever it might be. As everyone knows, every college and university is so enrollment driven. And there's always a great emphasis placed upon recruiting students. And not only recruiting students, but there's a big emphasis is placed on retaining students and keeping students here. So we will begin doing some things as far as surveying our students to find out what they like, how they're doing in the virtual situation, how they're doing in the face-to-face situation, whether or not they have concerns about coming to a face-to-face situation, or whatever it might be. We will be surveying the students to find that out moving forward, so it will kind of give us some direction that we need to go in. I will tell you from the students that we have encountered, that we have talked to, they've all expressed an interest of being able to come to a face-to-face class and participate because they feel like they just get more out of a class if they're face-to-face. And, you know, without getting into the pros and cons of the entire situation, I think that a student does get a little bit more out of a face-to-face encounter with a teacher in the classroom than they would a virtual situation. However, there are some virtual teachers out there that do an excellent job utilizing all the accessories and everything that they have at their disposal to make sure that the instruction does not fall back in any form or fashion. Hopefully, we have all of our instructors that are doing a great job with the online and virtual instruction. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward with the virtual and the face-to-face. And I would say that going into the spring semester and next fall, we are going to promote and push more face-to-face classes because this is something that the students really want. And then again, we've got to learn to navigate through all this COVID pandemic and still maintain the safety that we should have. And I think we can do that going forward, but we've got to make sure that we're well educated on the topic and we're making sure that our students and our faculty and our employees are safe. do want to bring you up to date on, of course, I mentioned last week, I think, some awards that Northeast was recognized for. A Aleutian Impact Award. This is for higher education visionaries who inspire others to push the boundaries of technology and innovation. And along with that came a $25,000 grant. And this is primarily due to the work that we've done with technology in the classroom, utilizing degree works, attendance tracking, online forms for transcript and applications, digital workflows, and automated a lot of processes. And then, of course, the digital textbooks and OER textbooks. So Aleutian has recognized us for that. Also, Campus Labs Trailblazer Award. And this is awarded to campuses that are very innovative in developing best practices. And along with it came a $1,000 grant. And this is kind of awarded for creating a culture of assessment on campus through our Campus Labs planning to increase institutional adoption and focus on continuous improvement and to close the loop on institutional assessment priorities. So this is something that we're continuously doing. We are planning, taking those plans and trying to put them into action. And then we assess those actions to make sure that they're doing what we think that they would do. And then, of course, we've just been recognized, and I don't know if I mentioned this the last time or not, but we've been recognized as one of the great colleges to work for 2020, Northeast being the only one in the northern part of the state was chosen as one of the great colleges. So we're excited about the things that we're doing and the things that we have going on here at Northeast, and we're going to continue to try to improve on those. Some things that are happening each by department, of course, in workforce training. Our mobile welding lab is about to be completed. It's about 95% complete down in Holiday and Hall. And so we're excited about getting that completed because we have a lot of students that are taking welding classes and things like that. So we're continuing to try to improve our Career Tech Center and offer more opportunities there. We finally finished up the last payout on the baseball-softball complex this final. We're really proud to be able to finish that up too. Golf season is upon us, the fall season. It starts next week. And so Coach Devon and his group will be heading to Deerfield, which is in Canton, Mississippi, to participate in a tournament next week. Foundation board is up and running good. Patrick and Tiffany are doing a fantastic job of soliciting funds and getting funds primarily for scholarship purposes. And they really do a good job of aiding and assisting students that need assistance but may not qualify for any other type of financial aid. Our virtual tour on campus is almost complete. We're looking forward to getting that to be utilized within our recruiting department. And you're going to see a really large emphasis placed upon recruiting and retention of students coming up in the next year. I guess one big thing that we've got coming up soon, and that is our SACS reaccreditation visit. 10-year visit, which they come in and they check to make sure that we're doing the things that we say we're doing them. And then ever how we say that we're doing them in the handbook or in the catalog, they make sure that we are doing that. So that will be coming up. We have had a good conversation with our review committee. They have requested a couple of documents to verify some things. So hopefully when they come in, they won't have a lot of questions, that they'll just review and look and see the things that we're doing. So that will be coming up, I think I mentioned that previously, September the 29th through October the 1st. So this will be a virtual visit. So they will be checking everything to make sure that we're up and going. One big project that we've got going on is the Mississippi Online Workforce College. This is something similar to the MSVCC Virtual College that we already have in place, but this deals primarily with workforce training and delivering workforce training to our industries and our partners out there that are trying to train their workers. And this also helps in economic development as far as getting industries in, because if industries, prospective industries, know that we're going to train their employees and make sure they have a good quality workforce, then the industry is going to move in. Of course, this really helps in economic development and also jobs for people too. So one thing about community colleges, we play a huge role in just about every area of each community. So, and speaking of assisting in communities, the Northeast at Ripley site is almost complete. We have a middle to late October finish date already set. So hopefully by the end of October, the middle of November, we will be completed with that project and also up and running in the spring semester of 2021. We will be fully operational there. This will be a great asset to the Tippah County area, to the high schools there for dual enrollment, dual credit, also workforce training and other areas that they need so desperately in Tippah County. So we're excited about that possibility and the things that we can do there. Football season starts October the 1st, so we're excited about opening up here at 6:30 against Holmes Community College. We will continue to have our, I think I mentioned this last week, we'll continue to have our tailgates from 5 to 6 prior to pregame. The band will be a little bit different. They will be in the stands. They will have a small portion of the band out on the field for no pregame but halftime entertainment. So the band will still be a huge part of our football game. So we want to wish our football team the very best. We have a 6-game schedule, 3 games at home and 3 on the road. I think October the 15th has been designated as our homecoming football game. So we will have a schedule of activities that will be coming out soon for that. So a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening, but just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you again to all of our employees and our faculty for the commitment that you've made to instruction and to our students and to Northeast. So, and saying all that, again, go Tigers.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ford. Really appreciate your time, not only this week, but throughout this entire pandemic. You've joined us each week with these messages, and we can't thank you enough. And yes, of course, go Tigers. Won't be long before we'll be cheering on the black and gold, that football season opener coming up very quickly on October 1st here at Tiger Stadium at 6:30 against Holmes Community College. One quick reminder before we wrap this one up, the screening form reminder is this: to be sure to continue to fill out your screening form each day before heading to work or class here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. We're keeping our campuses as safe as possible, following the protocols, and your filling out the screening form each morning helps us as well in that process. But that will do it for this week's show. Special thanks to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. So for our president, Dr. Ricky Ford, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.